Well, I think it's hard for people to figure out what precisely the Tea Party movement stands for and what it's trying to advocate. We know more or less what kick-started it, and that was a rant that came from this CNBC reporter, Rick Santelli, and he was animated by loan modification programs for mortgage holders. This was something that apparently ticked him off to no end, and it became this viral sensation, him complaining that you and I, good upstanding taxpayers, were going to bail out homeowners who got in over their heads. That seemed to energize this movement, and you started to see protests because he called for a quote-unquote Tea Party protest in Chicago. That started happening. It quickly morphed into the healthcare protests that came about over the summer of 2009. Glenn Beck organized these rallies in Washington in September. All throughout, you got a sense that the Tea Party movement was a right-wing, semi-populist movement, full of all kinds of contradictions, but I think broadly speaking, that's what it was.
What are some of the contradictions you see within the movement?
Well, I think, you know, one of the animating features was opposition to the Wall Street bailouts. Many of the people who lead the movement or who are kind of spiritual leaders, people like Sarah Palin or Glenn Beck, supported these bailouts. Whatever you think of them, they were out supporting them when they were initiated by George W. Bush. Glenn Beck says that he knows better now than he did then. So that's, I think, one obvious contradiction. These are people who apparently are very concerned about deficit spending and debt, but who evince no concern throughout the Bush years. That, I think, gets at the political problem here, that this is a movement that really is represented by Republicans who feel threatened and are out of power. And when you look at it that way, then it's not so unusual. When you strip out the discussions about whether or not they're motivated by racism or what have you, you end up with this feeling that it's yet one more grumpy conservative movement of some sort.
Your piece is titled Journalists Heart the Tea Party. Can you tell me in what ways do they show that love?
Yeah, I think we wanted to title the piece Journalists Love the Tea Party because there is this essential conservative argument that they are underrepresented in the media, that they're shunned by the media, that the media don't cover what they do or what they care about. The Tea Party movement, I think, is a great illustration of the emptiness of that criticism. This is a movement that was launched in the media. A CNBC reporter, talk radio hosts across the country, television, Fox News in particular, drove the movement, and it's been, I think, dramatically overcovered by the rest of the media when the protests were held in September of last year. They were covered by all the network newscasts, which is very difficult to do. If you've been a part of any citizen movement, you know that it's very difficult for the national media to take any notice of what you're doing. But the Tea Parties, all they have to do is throw some sort of event, and the cameras are there. If Sarah Palin is there, forget about it.
Why do you think that is? Is it because the sort of narrative of the Tea Party movement is more palatable or advertiser-friendly?
The politics of the Tea Party movement are more tolerable inside corporate media. A mass left-wing movement would not find such a favorable reception in the mainstream media. That's purely political. The second reason I think this gets a lot of coverage is because journalists, the media industry in general, have been bludgeoned for the last several decades by the right for this alleged liberal bias. So there is this sense that journalists have to overreach because they buy it on some level, consciously or subconsciously, that yes, maybe we do lean to the left, maybe we are a little bit too liberal. So when conservatives are getting organized, that's something we pay attention to. I think it's nonsense, but it's part of what motivates journalists, I think, to give this movement more time than it deserves. The third thing is it's a organized movement that resists the powers in Washington. Now, I think it's ironic that this would be appealing to much of the media, but they do see it as a counterweight to the dominance of the Democrats right now. One would would wish that they always sought out independent, skeptical, adversarial voices. That tends to not happen in the media, but in this case, this is a set of ideas that they're giving, I think, undue attention because they feel like they kind of have to.
Right, and despite the adversarial manner with which Tea Partiers address many of the outlets that you cite, including the New York Times and Washington Post,
it's a movement that hates the media. Ironically, it wouldn't exist without the media, but it spares the media no ground. You know, that this is a movement like the rest of the right that fundamentally believes they're being shut out of the press, even though they're making these arguments in the media all the time. This is part of the right-wing grievance culture and their critique of the mainstream media.